Podtacular Customs and Collins, episode 23 for the week of October 31st, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Drive.
And I'm spelled Chick.
And we are here to give you guys some awesome custom games this time to check out. We got some really good submissions here, some excellent stuff for you guys to try out, and some really cool voicemails and stuff like that, too. So, We got an awesome show packed and ready for you.
Yes, yes, yes. Check it out, y'all. All right. Well, our first custom game of the show comes from Brain Smoothie. It's called Bumper Cars. It's pretty much one of those, like, 3 a.m. games, you know, you're just totally out of it, you know, go to Quag. But all vehicles, you know, but weapon set, swords, sentinel beam, who knows what, you know, whatever you want to do. The swords, because if you do it right, you can lunge and end up speeding right next to them and jack the hog. And the sentinel beam, because it makes those really cool beams of light. You can do overshields, because it's really hard to kill yourself, so you get some cool crashes. You know, if you do a shield, it's just kind of funny when you lightly tap them, and they explode. Pretty fun, but you can get some nice flips, too. Pretty pointless, though.
Yeah.
But fun.
Yeah, so that's a Warthog-only game. That sounds pretty cool. Another one is Tenup by McDeathOB. And Tenup is a game type he hasn't seen played in a long time, and he didn't hear it mentioned, but the aim of the game, as suggested, is to get 10. It's a Slayer game with a primary weapon set of rocket launchers and secondary set to brute shots. There are no weapons on the map, and starting grenades are on, as well as grenades on the map. There's a suicide point loss, but no suicide time penalty. Point loss for deaths and suicides is on. That's key right there. This custom game is best played on a small map such as Midship and Foundation. He prefers it on Foundation because of the rooms and the corners. Because you lose a point every time you die or commit suicide, it's hard to get points. On a small map such as Foundation with a lot of people, the more the better. Every corner you turn, there is a rocket, a grenade, or a brute shot bullet in your face. So it gets pretty crazy.
It's pretty intense. Pretty intense. McDeath OB also writes in with a Grenadier. The name kind of sucks. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it a better name. I'll say it. The game is a Juggernaut game that he found is really fun. Juggernaut has Earth Shield. Everyone else has no shield. Primary weapons are shotgun. Secondary weapons are nothing. But no weapons on the map, and starting grenades are on and grenades on map. It's a rule. Players can only throw grenades. Cannot use any other weapons. Using grenades, the rest of the players must work together to kill the Juggernaut, relying only on their grenades. Their hands. If the grenade mistakenly runs out, the Juggernaut just runs around blowing the living crap out of everyone else. And sometimes Juggernaut kills. When someone kills the Juggernaut with grenades, then they are the Juggernaut, and it continues. It's a great game type, and you can play it around with the settings to make it perfect. But he's really enjoyed it. I think for the name, you should call it Kill the Bad Guy.
Nice. That's good, man. That's, yeah, innovative. Sort of.
Yeah. I really don't got anything.
No, Grenadier's good.
Grenadiers. Maybe make it plural.
Grenadiers? Hey, even better.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice. No, but, you know, one thing about a grenade-only game is that don't get too many people in there, because you can't control how many grenades spawn on the map. Unfortunately, in the quick options or anything. So if you get too many people, you're instantly going to run out of grenades. And then everybody's going to be like, where's the grenades? There's no more on the map. It's going to be like, let's play something else. So probably like five or six people max.
Team training is actually fun.
Yeah, so watch that one. Betrayal is another type sent in by, once again, McDeathOB. And thanks for sending all these in, by the way. We appreciate it.
Pumping them out.
He just thought about this while listening to the show. He hasn't tried it out that much, but it's still pretty cool. Betrayal is a Slayer game that has pretty much the same rules as the default Slayer. The difference is the aim of the game is to get the lowest score without being booted. This is best played with a large amount of players on every tower, and suicide penalties should be set to nothing. With Betrayals, you can get booted if you kill a player more than once within a time period. On this game, you have to be tactful, and to get to the lowest score, you have to strategically plot who you have and haven't killed. And when you kill them, the rules are that once you get the screen that says hold X to boot player, you have to boot the player. Players can rejoin the game, you know, so leave the party open. But they'll start back at
Unless you close it.
It's like if you lose, you get booted.
It's like, alright, guys, we're gonna play Betrayal. What's that? And you explain the rules. Yeah, they get booted. Okay, like, now I can play team player.
Game over, I win, and everybody else is gone. So let players rejoin the game. They'll start back at zero again, but you know, it's a fun game type you can play around with.
Martin from Australia. G'day, mate. He sent in Death Trap. Secondly, he'd like to share his custom game he made. He says he calls it Death Trap. It's quite simple. It's King of the Hill, where everyone has active camo. No shield starting. Weapons are the battle rifle and the shotgun. It's BR's primary secondary. Weapons on map are rockets only. That's a nice little combination of stuff you got going on there. Motion sensors off, stationary hill, team game, random turrets, random vehicles. And make sure to enable the option where the player becomes visible, he or she's in the hill. The vehicles on the map are on so that if it can be played on any map, big or small. That's why rockets are on the map, so that vehicles do not dominate. As he said, it can be played on small maps or large maps, but you only play on the large maps. You have 8 to 16 people. Time limit, 5 minutes or more. You can play with as many people as you want on small maps. Lockout's a great map for it, and he finds it best, but the time limit on the smaller maps should be around 2 to 3 minutes. But you can have whatever time you want.
That sounds pretty cool, is that you're invisible until you show up in the hill, and then so it's just like phantoms are showing up all over the place inside the hill. Sounds kind of cool. Sweet. Well, next we have Doom Hill, sent in by Yule Lose, of course. He talks about Doom Hill, which is basically a King of the Hill game. It's kind of like Crazy Shotgun King of the Hill with no shields. You have Crazy Hill, so the hill moves every 30 seconds. You have, Uncontested Hill on, so everybody has to be out of the hill for you to start scoring. And you have a starting weapon shotgun, weapons on map shotgun, and you have no shields to start with. So, you know, it's pretty much a crazy shotgun game. He also says that grenades on map are on. You may want to tweak that, though, because that's just... grenades are pretty much going to own it instead of the intended shotgun. So, but that's a pretty cool idea. Crazy, thousand bodies, King of the Hill shotguns.
Alright, we got one here from Brain Smoothie and Rob254. It's called Teabags. It's no shields, pops, and pistols. Main points to get beatdowns. Death pointless point loss is on, so it's suicide. No grenades. The game has to survive. You can make a longer catch if you actually kill someone. You got teabag until it disappears. And if someone comes after you, you can't get off the body. It's pretty fun. Oh, yeah. You usually play in a lockout because it's small. Really fun for it.
Right on.
Pretty original.
Yeah, it's another one of these death and suicide point losses on, so that you lose a point when you die, gain a point when you kill someone. So those games are kind of, they're very, the thing is with those games is that sometimes someone instantly gets to five and it's game over, and sometimes it can take half an hour for someone to get to five. Because, you know, a lot of people have negative points or something, and you got to get back up to zero and then past, you know, it's pretty crazy. You have to get a margin of five above everybody else, basically. So that can get kind of tough. It's kind of hard to tell what the, you know, the point limit is on those. But that one sounds cool. The whole, you know, you have to teabag, and even if someone's coming in, and you can't stop teabagging until their body disappears. So you're like, I can't go anywhere, and you're like bouncing up and down and come kill you. It's kind of funny.
It's pretty, 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 pretty intense.
No. All
right. We got one here from G.A. Lewis, The Never-Ending War. That's Slayer. Yeah. Battle Rifle, Magnums. You know, starting, secondary. No maximum kill limit. No, you know, no maximum time limit. You know, no radar. Everything else is not default. You know. And then you just try and go on, like, something urban. You know, like turf or terminal. You know, or maybe even lockout, you know, you just go for hours, you know, hours deep in the night, you know, just lighting it up. Your best, it's like, I've seen games get up to like, I mentioned it like a while back, it's like a whole bunch of different games, like Marathon and Forever, and there's been some like crazy long games, like games to play to like 14,000.
Holy moly.
and like, I'm in second place and losing by 1,000, you know, but we're going to come back.
Good luck, man. It'll take you about, what, a week?
A couple hours at least.
Wow. Point loss of 1,000 would be hard to make up. Got one called Warthog Wars, sent in by Marksman911. Kind of, you know, a lot of people, we don't know who originally invented this game, but we appreciate him sending it in. It's a really fun one to play on Waterworks, and the point of this game is to get as many kills as possible, of course, but that means beating them down to do it, if it means beating them down to do it. Start out with a plasma pistol for starting weapon. It's fun to put grenades on the map, but not starting. Also, the game type is a Slayer or Team Slayer game, kills set to 50. Normal shields, no motion sensor, and you can jack the other warthogs, but watch out, they could just as easily whack you right in the back. Another fun thing to do is there's to try to get a guy into your warthog when you get a full warthog drive right into the mist in the middle of the board. It's pretty fun when you do it also. Sounds cool, so put a whole bunch of warthogs on the map and go to it.
Oh, there's so many warthog war game types, it's almost insane. They're almost all the same, though, sadly enough.
It's kind of fun if you have, you know, just the right amount of people so that everybody gets their own warthog. But
yeah,
that's one of those small amount of people games that works well on only Waterworks or Coag. If you, you know, it's not even worth it if you have more than four people.
This one's called Hide. It's from G.A. Lewis. It's Juggernaut, you know, starting secondary very. Most widely used is pistol shotgun or pistol sword. You know, just something crappy and something power, you know. Works good with, like, snipers, you know, rockets, you know. But turn that radar off, okay? Turn it off! For both the hiders and the seekers, you know, the jugs, not the jugs. You know, make the jug be able to run faster and have overshield so we can have fun faster and never die. You know, players are invisible, you know, they got camo. Everything else is default. Make it one life only. Unlimited kills, 5-minute time limit. You know, so this is great on any smaller type map. His personal favorite is turf. There's a lot of places you can hide without being seen. Like the rooftops and other crannies you can get into. Isn't that fun one where you've been, you know, hiding? Oh yeah, it's more fun if you kill the jug. Yeah, if you get booted. I hate those. You know what? Here, I have my own game type. It's called Hide and Kill the Juggernaut when he walks by, okay? What you do is y'all go hide. If he walks by, you shoot him, okay? The Juggernaut does not have a radar. The Juggernaut is not invisible. So it's pretty much like hide, like it's like Juggernaut, but you are the Juggernaut. Everyone else is damage resistant, faster. The Juggernaut sucks at life. They can't see a thing. You gotta find them and they can see you. There's my custom game site. I'm tired of playing the dumb hide-and-seek games.
Dang.
They all have strict rules.
Whoa.
That's my rant. Hate hide-and-seek.
So that's how you really feel, man.
Yeah, sorry. I'm really passionate about that. And if you kill the Juggernaut, then you get a point. You don't get booted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang
that's
it.
Hide and kill the Juggernaut.
By spell check. Jinx, you owe me Coke.
Sorry. I don't thought that out.
Well, we have Dodgeball, sent in by G.A. Lewis. It's a CTF game. Even though it's used under CTF, it's really not a CTF game. It's just to, you know, get the spawn points right and stuff. Make it so everyone has 3 to 5 lives, and it's played like Dodgeball. Starting weapons are brute shot, and secondary weapon is rockets. Make the weapons on map brute shots, but with no respawn. Shields are over shields, and all the other good player option stuff are map default. There's another one of those games here that you got to use the trust system, and it's a CTF game, so players are on opposite, you know, sides of each other when they spawn, and it's best played on Colossus. Don't even try it on a map that's not symmetrical. Midship also works, and is sometimes, when you get enough people, Coag works as well. The last person alive wins. Another thing is to try to make it BRs, battle rifles that is, no scoping, and snipers, only no scopes. Turn those shields off and start fragging.
Ooh, cool.
Sweet, sounds good.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. Well, as usual, when we get to this part of the show, this is the part where me and Fumo don't pay attention and play segments and voicemails.
Woo-ha!
Woo! I tried to respond to them, but I don't know.
Segments and voicemails. Podtacular. This is why we like you guys. Rock on.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yeah, guys, I'm rocking it with a really new music going on. Anyways, our voicemail of the week comes from Daniel. He sings us a song about Podtacular. Take it away, Daniel.
There is a show about Halo 2. It's called Podtacular. And on the show, they have tips and tricks hosted by Fumo and Spellcheck. And on the show, they have some voicemails and custom games alike. And Spellcheck will make fun of your grammar and misspelling. And Fumo will laugh at his jokes. There is a show about Halo 2. It's called Podtacular. It's the greatest podcast in all the land. And if you don't listen,
ladies and gentlemen, Daniel. Oh, it's absolutely tremendous. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? This is JVB.
JVB.
I got a little bungee jumping of my own. I want to know what's up with the battle rifles, man. Seems to be that there's either a glitch or some type of lag that allows the opposite player to shoot me with two shots. Meanwhile, I'm unloading a whole clip into his head before he even turns around to shoot me.
That ain't cool. Not cool at all.
I don't know if there's a glitch out there that allows the other team to do so, but it's one of my complaints, and I love the battle rifle. But
me too.
Good show. I think this segment's going to be pretty good.
Yep.
Bungee jumping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to jump off the bridge sometime.
Jump, jump, jump.
But keep up the good work, and Podtacular 2, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All these wannabes who want to join our team. I don't know, man. For the right price.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Take it easy, guys.
See you later, Jay.
A new strategy that works for me and my friends when we're playing Nitro Bomb is grab all the power weapons that are near your base, like rockets, sniper, etc. Get all of this. You run into power weapons to get combos, whatever you can, and then stay in your base, wait till they bring the bomb to you, then have the worst weapons, grab the bomb. Now you have the power weapons, a little bit of a head start, and the bomb.
Cool.
Hey guys, Nick here. Got a good contribution to your bungee jumping segment today. Okay, first things first. I don't have my Xbox Live anymore, so when I come home every day, if I want to play Halo, I'll just fire up my Xbox, pick up my controller, and I'll go through the campaign about 20 times and gets kind of boring after a while.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes leave and hook up my extra controller and just shoot the person who's not even there over and over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, it gets kind of boring. So one big thing you guys missed on, bots. Why didn't you put bots in the game? For all people who don't know what bots are, it's like an AI that you can play against in multiplayer maps, so like you play against a computer on midship.
Kind of like a robot.
Why didn't you put this in the game? I mean, people who don't have Xbox Live, or that for the few amount who don't.
Or don't have friends.
They're starting to get really bored with Halo 2, and they just put it down and say, I don't want to play this anymore.
Because they have no friends.
It's really not a good thing to have. I mean, something that you should really consider putting in Halo 3.
It's really good for playing with your friends, too.
Why is the noob combo in the game? I mean, not saying that noob combos bad or anything. I'm not telling you not to use it. I'm just saying, you guys knew what you were getting into, and you guys knew that it would cause so much commotion. Why'd you put it in?
Don't know.
I like the newcomer personally, but it kind of ruins your game when people are like, oh, newcomer sucks, you're a noob, but they just get so pissy and it ruins your game experience. So one other thing you guys could have changed a little. And last week I heard you guys talk about map editor, that'd be great too, because then it would reduce all the modding maps, because then when you could just create your own, it wouldn't be considered modding anymore. And storyline too. Storyline's a cliffhanger. I mean, who puts a cliffhanger storyline in a game? That
Bungie.
Completely sucked. Now I've got to... pick up Halo, maybe. And then you got to wait 2 years before you can figure out what happens next.
Maybe.
I mean, understand when I'm watching like a TV show, it's like, oh, next week. But then 2 years is a little long to wait. Almost 2 years. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah,
that kind of
does.
So I'll probably be picking up Halo 3 as soon as it comes out, but...
Me too.
That's another thing you guys could have changed. And, I mean, it's not really bad. You guys got a lot to improve on. Bungie got a lot to improve on, so... See you later, guys. Love the show. Keep podcasting.
See you later, man.
Hey, guys. It's FTH, or Field of Thunder, or whatever. Beaver Creek, all right? CTF offensive strategy. Enter through the top of opponent's base and throw the flag back up to a teammate who would throw it down and runs through the teleporter, who throws it to another teammate waiting above the teleporter and brings it home for the score. I could have just said, use the human chain strategy, but I wanted to say that. All right, for defense, just try to stop the first strategy from happening. The offensive strategy from happening. And you could do that by getting overshield and rockets. And you position two guys on top of the base and two guys inside the base. Just make sure one person on top is rockets and one person inside is overshield. And in Slayer, rockets and overshield are like a must. And there's plasma pistols for the good old infamous combo that should not be named. And speaking of that combo, battle rifle there too. And if you're looking at a base's teleporter, go left, and they're dual needlers. And the popular strategy is teleporter jumping, whereas you constantly go back and forth between teleporters and just kill whoever comes. And there's also 5 entrances to each base. There is 2 in the front, and if you're looking at the front, then on the right, there is where the needlers are, there's an entrance, and there's 2 at the top. And that's it. Bye.
Hey guys, what's up? This is XGriffX, frequent Halo 2 player. I had a slight question about the new, playlist, like
Shoot,
Team
man.
Hardcore. I was wondering what your views are about them and if you're any good.
I'm pretty much the worst at Team Hardcore. Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah. Good idea, but it's pretty much really hard, really, really, really hard.
Also, I was wondering where you stand on modding. Do you think it's totally pointless and stupid?
Modding is not pointless and stupid, it's just commonly misused.
Or do you think it's fun?
It's fun, it's just not. It's misused.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Later.
Hey, ADD, this is ADD Master Chief. I have...
Hey, ADD. Oh, wait, I'm ADD.
Mm. Actually, Matt proposal for the next Halo 3. How incredible would it be if there was a map called Juno Landing, where there was water battles and aerial assault on the beach? So what you'd do is you'd have, like, barricades on the beach, and you'd have, like, you could make a landing craft somehow, and you could coordinate, like, huge raids on a beach, and then you could defend your beach, and then get the Banshees in and coordinate, like, cool, insane aerial attacks. And I kind of got this whole map idea from D-Day, so yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool to have a thing like that. But yeah, that's just my map proposal for Halo 3. So yes, this is ADD Master Chief going out. Thanks, bye.
Later.
What is a podtacular?
Mr. Carpool Tunnel?
This is Mr. Carpool Tunnel from XCL Radio. I have been out of pocket for about a week. I've been in Orlando with the kids at the House of Mouse. Go ahead and insert your Mickey Mouse impression right here. I know you're going to do it because you're talking over everyone who calls
right
now.
Mickey
so
Mouse.
I'm going to give you the option. Anyways, I like this new thing you got going on, this bungee jumping, I guess, where you talk about things that really irk you about the Halo game universe. And the one thing that bothers me, and I guess I don't play as much as most, but I have noticed this thing called de-leveling, where people, and they say it's because they're trying to go down levels to be able to play with other players or bring their friends up or what have you. But really the thing is I think they can't compete against those upper scores up there because everybody is either using mods, cheating, or just damn good, and they may not be so. So they drop down 4 or 5 levels so they can actually get a game in. Well, anyways, this happened to me a couple times, and I noticed that I found a way to kind of irk them. What you do is after every game, no matter what, if you win, this is where it works out very well. All you do is merely at the end of the game, when they start to talk smack, you say, "Oh man, I was trying to D-level, and I still couldn't do it." Makes them so furious because you steal their thunder. They can't use that as a cop-out as to why they lost. And you not only did that, but you went in your face with you trying to D-level. Get the whole thing. It's just kind of anyway. But anyways, Podtacular, keep it up, man. Love the show. Love the new format with the variant of different shows. I know you struggled a couple weeks ago trying to get that one show out by yourself. Kudos to you, man. I don't think I could do that.
Intense.
You know, and good show. And I'll be talking to you later, Podtacular. Mr. Carpal Tunnel, out.
And as usual, we don't respond to him because that's how we roll. I'm just kidding. We try and answer him as best as possible.
Yeah, thanks for the voicemails, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't hear them while we're playing them because, honestly, we edit them in later. But, yeah, later. That's the way it works so that we get the highest quality voicemails for you guys.
Yeah. I'll try and respond to them as best as possible.
Cool.
All right, we got an email here. This is from Scott E. I actually know this guy. His name is Scott Maximus on the NobodyLikesOnions.com forums, and he's been outcasted. You know,
bummer.
In fact, people post in the forum, if you put SM safe in the topic, he's not allowed to post there. That's kind of funny. He says, "Hey, Podsacular, I found your cast a few days ago, and even though I don't play too much Halo anymore," he does have a Halo story for you. He bought Halo 2 at launch, played religiously until July, you know, and then the excitement started to dwindle. And even with the new maps. So what happened was, he looked for an alternate game. He went and played Black Hawk Down for Xbox for about 3-4 weeks, came back to Halo, and found that he was banned from matchmaking. The absurd part is that he hadn't been playing Halo 2 for the weeks before that. Another odd part of his ban was that he'd only played about 5 or 6 matchmade games after he came home from vacation, about the 18th to the release of Black Hawk Down, August 28th. Now, Scott, it's probably because you might have had some modded content on your Xbox. You might have had some Halo 2 stuff that was strucken down by the banhammer. Who knows?
True.
I can't really explain why, but if you had Halo 2 content that was, how do you say, illegal, then they probably banned you.
True. I'm assuming this guy sent this into us in the first place because he didn't have modded content on his Xbox.
I don't know.
We may be
they
wrong.
They don't ban you for no
that,
reason.
You know?
If they do ban you for no reason, then you can go call 1-800-4-MY-XBOX and complain. Okay? That's why the number's there.
Yeah. But don't even bother, you guys, if you mod it anyway. I mean, come on. They'll be able to prove it right there despite with a few clicks.
Yeah. If you're complaining about being banned and you did mod, shut up.
Yeah.
No one cares, okay? Not even Xbox. Xbox is like, okay, did you mod your content? Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
No one's going to cry for you when you break your mod at Xbox. Maybe your mother, but not anyone.
Yeah. We hate modders. Well, we hate what modders do.
We hate what modders do in their spare time, too, which is mod. because it's in high fives.
No kidding. Modding sucks. So we appreciate that email, Scott, and hopefully if you were wrongfully banned, maybe that Xbox number can help you out, but that sucks. Of course, if you're modding, then you deserved it.
And modders, they will find you.
They will. They will hunt you down, and they will kill your account.
I sure hope so, too.
Yeah, really, man.
Yeah.
So we got some shout-outs right here.
Yeah.
Sickening End, who wrote into us, which is a pretty wild name.
Sickening End. I've never heard of that kid. But thanks for writing in.
Shout-out to Gav Time, who also I had talked to on Xbox Live. He is the founding member of the UK Podtacular Fan Club. The only member, actually. Although there are many, many UK Podtacular fans, and big shout-out to you guys in the UK. You guys are awesome. Get a bum rap on Halo 2, unfortunately. But, hey, by the way, dude, I was playing a game the other day, and these UK guys were on there. Man, they were talking so much smack at the end. And I was like, dude, you guys, do you realize how many, like, UK people whine about how they get a bad rap on Xbox Live and always get yelled at and stuff? Well, this is why, because you guys are talking all this crap, dude. Don't do that. Giving your buddies a bad name, man.
Mm-hmm. You make you look bad. And we don't want to do that. Not to you. You're our favorites. We like you much better than France.
We love the UK. You speak English. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, that's the cool part. That's the cool part.
I'm such a bigot. Oh, okay. We got a couple more shout-outs, thanks to Steve S.
Oh, yeah, shout-outs. Close to you, working away at a newspaper, 10-hour days, no breaks. But Podtacular's there to help you through the day. Yeah, word up.
Word to the mommies, thanks for listening up, man.
Word.
Also, thanks to Steve S. and Only Smoke Zero for submitting artwork for this for the show here. We appreciate it.
Shardy.
Spellcheck, of course. Shout out to him for being an awesome co-host. I wish I could nominate him for co-host of the year at GamertagRadio.com, dude. That'd be awesome.
Fimo Jive, host of the year. Host of the year.
Spellcheck's been doing an awesome job on this, though, guys, and he deserves all the appreciation he can get. So send in your tips, guys. We obviously read them on the show. So send in those, your strategies, you know, tactics, custom games, web resources, MP3 segments, all that good stuff to podtacular@gmail.com.
You can call our listener voicemail 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yeah, and if someone answers and says hello, it's the wrong number.
Then you dialed the wrong number.
Someone did that the other day. They were like, I called the number and some guy answered, and I'm like, is this the Halo 2 unofficial podcast hotline? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, I have a tip to submit. And he was like, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway.
So that's 206-888-4-2-L-O.
And it's Halo, that's H-A-L-O, by the way. H-A-L-O.
4256. H-A-O, 206-888-4256, Halo.
Enough about that, I guess.
I think you get it. I think you understand now.
So. But thanks for listening, guys, and that's a wrap on another episode of Podtacular. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spell.
We'll see you next week. Keep on
trucking.
There's only one thing left to say.